He left through a back entrance and headed for a late-model car parked close to the building. "Don't bother tracing the plate," he said. "The car is borrowed. I'll have a different one an hour from now. And don't waste your energy following me. I'll lose you. I guarantee it." He dumped the duffel onto the front seat, started to get into the car, and stopped. He turned and straightened, hooked an elbow over the door frame, and for the first time since I'd popped up on his doorstep, he took a few moments to actually look at me. The first rush of angry emotion was gone, and in its place was quiet assessment. This was the cop, I thought. The Morelli I didn't know. The grown-up Morelli, if such an animal existed. Or maybe it was just the old Morelli looking for a new angle. "I like the way you've let your hair go curly," he finally said. "Suits your personality. Lots of energy. Not much control. Sexy as hell." "You know nothing about my personality." "I know about the sexy as hell part." I felt my face burn. "Tactless of you to remind me." Morelli grinned. "You're right. And you could be right about the Buick business, too. I probably deserve to get run over." "Was that an apology?" "No. But you can hold the flashlight next time we play train." It was almost 1 when I returned to Vinny's office. I slouched in a chair by Connie's desk and tipped my head back to get maximum benefit from the air conditioning. "You been out jogging?" Connie asked. "I haven't seen that much sweat since Nixon." "My car doesn't have air." "Bummer. How's it going with Morelli? You get any leads?" "That's why I'm here. I need help. This capturing stuff isn't as easy as it sounds. I need to talk to someone who's an expert at this job." "I know just the guy. Ranger. His full name is Ricardo Carlos Mañoso, second-generation Cuban-American. With Special Forces. Works for Vinny now. He makes apprehensions other agents only dream about. He gets a little creative sometimes, but hey, that's the way it is with a genius, right?"
"Creative?"
"Doesn't always play by the rules."
"Oh.
Like Clint Eastwood in that Dirty Harry movie," Connie said. "You don't have a problem with Clint Eastwood, do you?"